back here in Petersburg. I'm Joe Vicknicki for the news department, joined in the studio by school superintendent Erica Clute Painter and school board member Cheryl File. Thanks both for coming in today. I think Megan is going to be joining us here momentarily, so we'll get her on the air when she joins in. A big agenda for tonight's school board meeting, and I think we have some things to talk about, so let's dive in. Of course, I think the last time I talked to you, Erica, the status of the Alaska Measures of Progress was uncertain, and there was talk of suspending it, and of course now we've heard that that test is out the window next year, but the plan is still to give it this year, is that right?
Yep, the plan is still to go forward with it this year. There's really not time to try to redo something now, and it'll be just fine. You know, we're prepared for it, and it'll be fine, and we'll go forward with that. And there's a lot of changes and discussion, you know, going on, especially with Commissioner Hanley stepping down, and still trying to work on what all of that means for our state, and then moving forward with discussions about the new elementary reauthorization of NCLB, moving forward with that Every Student Succeeds Act and what that really means for our state, which also includes assessments. And it is a busy time.
It's a busy time to not have a permanent education commissioner in place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Concerning.
So that'll be interesting.
It will be.
What's the timing for giving this year's AMP test? Is that soon?
It'll be in end of March and first couple weeks of April, and we do have some flexibility like last year to, you know, determine how that's going to be administered in the district. So we'll spread it out a little bit, and we're prepared again with everything with the technology and all of that, and it'll go just fine.
I know you had some concerns with the usefulness of it last year. Is there any use from giving it this year if it's going to be a new test in another year from now?
Yeah, apparently they're not going to use it for, you know, even determining kind of ASPE ratings and all that, the star ratings and all those things for performance. So I think that's a good thing. I mean, it needs to not be. Do I think it's going to provide, you know, useful information necessarily? I don't think so. I mean, as far as instructionally, it does provide a marker, you know, for kids, which is what we've kind of used it as. But I mean, it's a marker compared to, you know, what? We're not really sure.
Okay.
It doesn't really help us with instruction, which was our biggest concern about it. So, yeah.
Cheryl, any thoughts on the test and any input to the state you would give at this point for a new test going forward?
Well, I don't know about a new test. I think that I'm not for any new tests. I think we do enough testing for and mandates to do other testing and this testing, and why have one more test? I say just get rid of it and not add something new. I know a lot of schools don't like it. So I just, testing.
Well, and I think there's some flexibility, which is nice, you know, in determining what might be coming in the future because of the new ESSA. They are giving some of that back to the states, I think. And I think the state is going, you know, there's going to be a stakeholder group that they're putting together right now from different educators and different people across the state to actually, you know, we'll get to have, I think, more say in what it looks like. We still have to do something, you know, an assessment for third through eighth grade and then at least 1 year in high school, but we are going to be able to have more say in what it might look like. And so I think if we can have some say in something that is more instructionally sound, I think we'll be fine with that. You know, I mean, it'll provide information and then give parents information, give teachers information, and then we can, you know, move forward. But I agree with Cheryl. I think narrowing down the mandates will be a huge part of this process. So,
and as long as it helps, if it gives us information, that's one thing. But if we do it and it's like doesn't give us anything, then I don't, you know, why do it?
Right, exactly. So a little more flexibility there, I think, will be good in determining our own fate a little bit there. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Welcome, Megan Litzer, joining us. Any thoughts on the AMP test, student testing, and the future for that? Anything you'd like to see in a new test for the schools for assessing students?
Oh, goodness. I'm not sure what was just said, so I don't want to repeat anything. So nothing additional. I'm curious to see how it plays out, and hopefully we can have something that's effective in place. That's the main thing.
Of course, the legislature's in session right now, and the budget is the big discussion. Erica, have you heard any rumblings about what kind of numbers you're going to see for a school budget coming down from the capital city for next year?
Well, it'll be interesting. Mara Lutomsky just came back from the AASB fly-in this weekend, and she'll be commenting, I think, and providing an overview tonight at the board meeting, which I'm looking forward to hearing. We're hearing varying reports. We're hearing everything from, don't come to the state and ask for more, come to the state and ask for, even advocating for flat funding, the same flat funding. There is a group, I think, that are wanting to look at cutting the BSA, the base student allocation. I think we just cannot have another year like we did last year that extends clear into June. For schools, it's impossible, because you really have to make decisions about staffing and programming now. We're starting to work on it now. I mean, you work on it all the time, but I mean, we're really making decisions now for next year and even years beyond. So it just, even if we don't love the answer, if we at least know the answer somewhere along the way here so that we can do better planning, that was just crazy last year.
For instance, you're voting on tenured contracts mm-hmm. tonight for the teachers. So mm-hmm. that's already one decision you made, and that's a big part of the budget right there, right?
It's the biggest. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. And see, you're also voting on a budget for the current year revision that's normally done in the fall. You're a little bit later on that this year. Mm-hmm. Is that because student numbers were a lot different than you thought? Or
student numbers have been, that was very interesting this year. We came in, we budgeted for 442, which was up even from last year. And we actually came in higher last year, too, with our student numbers, which was great. But we budgeted for 442, and we ended up with 460, I believe, last fall, and actually I think we're up from there. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think we're actually at about 465 right now in the district, so they came in after the count, but that's a pretty substantial number of students, which is great, and it does help us kind of looking down the road, but it also is interesting because when the kids come in later in the year like that, your staffing is really, really pretty much set. You have kids come anywhere from kindergarten to 12th grade, it makes it tough to turn around and try to hire people after the year has started, because where do you put them? You don't get all of your 30 kids, don't all come in as fourth graders or something.
It's pretty well spread out
grades. Mm-hmm. Every single building has ended up with more kids, which is great, and I think they're staying. I mean, most of the kids that have come and the families that have come are coming to stay, which is exciting. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any indication that the trend will continue, the short trend?
I think it's looking pretty good. Yeah. Actually, one of the things that's really starting to happen, I don't know if it's a good thing or kind of a scary thing, but we're actually starting to get, we're having families that are moving in here that are telling us they're doing a lot of research on our district, and they're actually making decisions about moving here with their children because of the schools. So they know people here, and people are saying, this is really a great school district, and they offer lots of, things that are important, and it's a well-rounded education even for a small community, and which is great. But then sometimes we get those lots of kids coming in, January, February, or whatever, and then they're, so we end up with classes that now have 24, and it just, some things that we're not used to in our small town here, we make it kind of challenging.
Not for a while, anyway.
Yeah, so it's looking good, and I think next year's kindergarten is lower than this year, but I think the following year is that huge group that's coming in of like 50 kids or something that coming mm-hmm. into kindergarten. So it's exciting.
Yeah. So you're almost getting back up to the neighborhood of talking about three different classes again?
It could be getting closer to that. I mean, with 50, that's, 50 kids in a kindergarten is, that's a lot.
25 kids in a kindergarten class, that's...
It's a lot of five-year-olds.
That's scary to think about.
Yes. A lot of energy.
School board members, any thoughts on the current year's budgets, school student numbers, or any of those topics we touched on?
I think, logistically, obviously there's things when there are lots of kids, but it is exciting to see a good, strong school, and means a healthy community. It's good for everybody. So, mm-hmm. So it's fun to see all those kids, and I know in the elementary school, those teachers just still have a smile on their face, and their classes are growing, but they seem like they love those little ones, so that's pretty fun. And I'm talking about elementary because that's where my experience is, but yeah. So, it's good.
All right. Well, another vote tonight is on counting software. That's something that Karen Quitzlin's going to talk about, and it's a purchase that the school board has to decide on. It's about $80,000. Is this, what's the need for this, Erica?
Well, the current system that we're using is 35 years old, and which, you know, age doesn't necessarily have to be a bad thing, as some of us continue to get older ourselves, so that's all right. But
technology
itself. Yeah, the technology itself is pretty, it's not efficient. And so we're very fortunate that we've had really good business managers and finance directors over the years who know what they're doing and are able to work with the system. But, you know, a newer system would offer a lot more efficiencies for us. And I think that it would allow us then, you know, down the road in the near future to even potentially reallocate some of our personnel, you know, based on that, because there's some efficiencies that would be recognized with electronic requisition systems, and potentially, you know, there's a time card component to it. The accounting software itself would align better with what state and federal requirements ask us to do. Things that are being done right now by hand that might take days or even weeks, you know, could be done in the matter of, you know, hours. And, you know, budget scenarios for board members, mm-hmm. there's access for board members. They can look right in there and see anytime they want. They could look at a budget. Teachers themselves and administrators would be able to access their own information constantly. It's real time, which is currently not how it is. It's very, very much person-driven right now, and we're lucky we have a great person who's driving it, mm-hmm. but it would be much more efficient to move forward with that. And actually, Cheryl and Megan mm-hmm. and Mara...
Mm-hmm. We rotated through able to sit and listen to the presentation.
You guys mm-hmm. want to offer anything other...
Well, I can't remember what we were talking about in the meeting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, I asked Karen, well, how long does this take you? And she says 3 hours or 3 days, a couple of days to do one thing. And I said, well, if you were to have this system, how long would it take you? And she said 20 minutes, 15 to 20 minutes versus a whole day. And it's like, to me, making her time more useful and other things so she can do other stuff is huge. One thing I like about it is that you buy the system, and if you don't end up using it, a section of the system, mm-hmm. you can return, I don't know how, return it or get credit back for it, so you get that money back. And they also train you throughout, mm-hmm. like, they train you to use the system, and then they keep updating the mm-hmm. system, isn't that correct?
Yeah, every year.
And it's, I know $80,000 sounds like a lot, but if it helps it run smoothly, you know, I can't think of the word right now.
Probably more efficient.
More efficient. Thank mm-hmm. you.
Yep.
And that's mm-hmm. it would be worth it to us to look at it.
Yeah.
And I think Karen is going to explain to us tonight, budget-wise, where that fits in. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, I know for me, and I'm sure other people, you hear $80,000. That's a lot. What about, you know, XYZ? And so Karen will give us information about where that would come from, and so that if we move forward, we're sure that it's not taken from some other source. I know that's important to people. It's important to the mm-hmm. board members, so we're going to be listening to that information. And but I don't think anybody could deny that 35-year-old software is mm-hmm. not a good use of time or money. So I think there definitely needs to be a change, so it'll be interesting to hear more details from Karen. I mean, listening to the presentation about the software itself, it sounds amazing. You know, of course, it's great if it was free. You know, we would have done it forever ago. But so to hear from Karen and get the rest of the details about the big picture will be really good. But
it's actually kind of incredible that software has been around for 35 years and is still working.
That's exactly what we think, too.
I mean, I just can't even fathom what it is because, you know, 35 years ago, most people didn't. You know, we weren't even really hardly using technology in a lot.
I was programming in BASIC at that point.
That's right.
Yeah. So, you know, it's it's not working that well. Okay. I mean, Karen works well, but
right.
She's basically doing everything manually, I guess is what we could say. Yeah. So
could be more efficient. There could be other tasks that she could be putting her talent to that would benefit the district in other ways. Mm-hmm. And right. I think that's the other part is it's not, what will that person do? There's lots of things. There's way more analysis that could be going on for better budgeting and more mm-hmm. specific information given to back to principals or even board members. It could just help with planning in general that could be very quick to do different, what's a scenario for this? And you can mm-hmm. punch it in and do it where it might take her half a day now to do something like that. So, yeah.
All right.
And
No, go ahead.
I was going to say in the present situation that we're in with budgets being such an unknown from all the other entities, I do think it's really important that we are smart and the business aspect of it, mm-hmm. meaning all the finances and all that decision making needs to be as efficient and run smoothly and be really working for us. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. All right. And a reminder to listeners, you're welcome to call in with a question or comment at 772-3808 if you'd like to talk about a topic we haven't discussed or one of the ones we have been talking about. A couple other things to talk about on tonight's agenda. Erica, you have more of a discussion on the calendar. Is this for like next year, the potential change in mm-hmm. having in-service days mm-hmm. more frequently? Have you had some feedback? From any of you, have you had feedback on that proposal? Or
we have. I've had some, and I don't know if the board members have had some. We've had quite a bit of discussion with the staff in general, with the teachers in particular, to try to, hone down what those Fridays look like or what would be the, advantages and disadvantages to offering those rather than the early outs. We've had some really good professional discussions about that, what happens on those days, the elementary staff, I think, in particular, they really do utilize that Friday time. It's important to them to be able to touch base weekly about, because they do more grade level collaboration. It's kind of the nature of elementary instruction. They also do a lot of intervention planning during that time, and they'll take an hour and they sit down, they look at data on how their kids are doing, and they'll do some planning, and they prefer that to be more regular rather than something that might happen once a month or once every 6 weeks. So that was one, component that came up. And even middle and high school staff, while they valued the idea of having some uninterrupted time, they also really value always having those Fridays to meet with their kids. So it kind of weighs out. They said maybe it's better for us to be a little bit tired on those Fridays for our afternoons, but then we still have our kids that we're able to provide instruction on. We're not missing a day in there. So, I think it speaks really highly of our staff that they were weighing all those things out. It wasn't just, well, this could be better for, kids. I don't know. Anyway, it was really more about that contact time with kids. So I have a feeling it's probably, we may continue with the early out Fridays is probably how it's looking. But I haven't, and I heard a little bit from some community members. I don't know if Megan and Cheryl heard anything or if anybody else did, but.
Not much.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything.
Yeah.
I wonder, though, we kind of talked about mm-hmm. maybe some meet in the middle, if it's possible to have.
Yes.
Oh, we were going to talk mm-hmm. about extra in-service days before school starts.
Yes, exactly.
So
we did.
Maybe there's a compromise.
I think there is. And we did go back into the calendar and actually hone down exactly how many days we could do for something like that. We were able to add one more day into a potential calendar that's being looked at the beginning of school to sort of deal with this whole issue of these mandates. And then I think another one, maybe in the fall, but anyway, so to try to kind of front load, I guess if you want to call it that, try to hammer through some of those things before school starts and then really, plunge into the year that way. So I think we'll have something to present. We will have something to present in March.
For a final calendar for mm-hmm. next year. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's when the decision happens. Okay. Yep. Also tonight, the school youth risk behavior survey. I think this is an annual thing that goes to high school students and looks at things like smoking, drinking, drugs, and that kind of thing, and mm-hmm. other risk behavior. I haven't seen the latest survey. Any of you? Or?
Well, it just came literally about two weeks ago, mm-hmm. which was a little frustrating because we did take it last spring. And typically the district does do it every other year, and we have been funding, or we funded it this time, and we'll fund it again next year when we do it, out of our Healthy Living Grant, the obesity prevention grant that Ginger Evans is in charge of. And it is a very well-researched survey. It's well done, and it's pretty extensive, and it does provide good information. And I know the high school, middle school staff met last Friday to discuss the results, and then Mr. Dormer will provide a little update about that tonight. Lots of great feedback, some areas to work on. I mean, some areas of concern that did come in. Lots of areas of, you know, positive feelings and perspectives of kids, but some areas of concern. Some information about kids who have thought about suicide or even who have attempted suicide locally. They were higher than we would like to see. There were, of course, there's always, you know, sort of shocking information sometimes about kids who have been around or have tried drinking, and marijuana use was in there, higher than we probably as a community would like to see. Can't remember what else was in there, but those were sort of the highlight areas of focus, I guess, for staff, and also just that general idea of always if there's kids that are feeling disconnected in any way from their school or from having adults that they feel like they can go to, whether it's in the school or out of the school, that's always an area, I think, to be paying attention to. So we are moving forward with reapplying for our suicide prevention grant, which is coming up. This is our third year of a three-year grant for that we partner with Petersburg Mental Health. There's another grant round coming, and we are going to pursue that, which that's why we do these surveys, to get this information.
Has that paid for some counseling time?
It has, yep. It's helped to pay for some counseling time through the mental health, actually through Petersburg Mental Health and True North. So, you know, things that are beyond a regular school counselor. If there's kids that are really, really dealing with some heavy issues, we need to be able to help connect them with the right supports and the right resources, I think. So.
Okay. And school board members, you'll see that for the first time tonight, so you'll hear more about that. Any thoughts on the survey? Or nope. Okay. Well, let's see. What else have we missed? Of course, it's a busy week at the school district. Parent-teacher conferences are going on, and there are also some days off for students, Friday for middle and high school, and the elementary is in session on Friday, and then all students are off Monday, and parent-teacher conferences at the high school and middle school at the moment. And what else?
Wednesday and Thursday.
We have contract negotiations going on.
Okay.
We're heading to do negotiations for the superintendent.
Okay.
And also for the teachers and classified staff.
Okay. Are you
non-classified?
I am assuming you are negotiating with Erica.
Yep.
To be superintendent next year.
Yep.
Okay.
She is the one. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
She
is.
She said yes.
Okay.
It's like a marriage.
So it's just coming up with a contract that works for both sides here at this point. Okay. And the other contract negotiations are with the teachers this year?
Yes.
A new three-year pact. Okay.
Well, actually, the teachers is...
we did it last year, but we only did a one-year contract because we wasn't sure how things were going to pan out for with everything. So...
Yeah,
we'll see what happens.
So
we did a 3-year with the language of the contract, but we did, rather than trying to figure out the 3 years of salary and that sort of thing, we just did one, and they agreed. They understood where everybody was coming from on that. So we're really just looking at salary with them.
All right.
This year, and then the classified, I think, will be submitting a letter to open negotiations. This is the year for them as well to enter into for their 3-year, you know, contract. So, yeah.
That'll keep you busy.
Yep. It we will. Have a very busy February.
Okay.
And
all right.
March.
All right. Anything else important we're missing from tonight's agenda or school topics? Okay.
I don't think so. Middle school wrestling this weekend.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Lots of kids coming
Big
to
local
town.
Tournament.
That's right. Middle school wrestling here and high school
going to Wrangell.
Basketball going to Wrangell and gearing up for, there's a fundraiser coming up for Art Fest with Ashley Laura
Petersburg
and
Live,
the Arts Council, I think, coming up on the 24th of February. A little talent show activity. In fact, today or yesterday might have been the deadline to get their names turned
in. Tomorrow. I think you have
tomorrow?
One more day.
One more day. You're right. It's the 10th. You're right.
So
yep.
Get
so
your name to Ashley.
Get your name into Ashley if you want to be in the talent show. We have lots of talented people in this town. They should get in there.
All right. Thank you very much. We'll hear more from the school board coming up tonight at 7 o'clock. And, of course, they have a school student recognition at 6:30 at Borough Assembly Chambers just before the meeting. The meeting starts at 7 o'clock and is live on KFSK. Coming up next, Street Beat Music. Steve Berry, your host.